Okay. I think the last thing we had looked at was the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava. In terms of the Psak Halacha in Abaye and Rava, so everyone knows there's a famously difficult Rambam here. The riff here, if you look at the riff in the back, and basically you look at all the other Rishonim I could find, except for the Smag. But all the Rishonim passing like Rava, and that makes sense, because the Halacha is always like Rava, except for Yalvigam. This is not Yalkigam. The Rif says, "V'aska Rava ki amri los godugum beis din echad v'irachas." The Rishonim and Plag Morgan the Beis Hillel. Hol shnei bati v'irachas less lamba kolshken shnei bati dinim b'shtei ayaras. Right? We Baskan is like Rava, that if there's two bezins, one city, there's no problem of los godu. That's the psak of everyone, except for the Rambam and the Smag. All the Smag does is he has like one line and quotes the Rambam verbatim. But this is everyone in the world except for the Smag and the Rambam. The Rambam says, I think we read it once, but we'll read it once more. Uvechlalos harzesh shelo yishnei batidinim be'ir achas, zen noikim in a zev, zen noikim in a gacher. Shadar zegor and machlokas gedolo, shenemer los is godun, los asso agudas agudas. The Rambam says you shouldn't have two bezins in one city with different practices. So the Rambam seems to paskin like Abaye, and the classic question brought up by all of the Mefarshim is why the Rambam paskins like Abaye instead of Rava. Now, obviously, part of the reason is because of, I think, what we left off with yesterday. It's so obvious that Abaye's Svara is better than Rava at first glance, right? Because if the Rambam himself is worried about Machlokes, if you have two Bezdins in one city, don't make a Machlokes being the followers of the two Bezdins. Like, how does two Bezdins in one city avoid Machlokes? So Misvara, Abaye might make a lot of sense, but technically, what gives you the right to pass like Abaye against Rava? So there's a few answers for the... there's a few different answers for the Rambam, how we could pass in like Abaye against against Rava. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah here, he says, or rather, let's say it better. Few answers to justify the Rambam. We won't go through all of them, especially since some of them are a little far-fetched. But the Kesef Mishnah says, sorry, V'shemi yesh lo omar de lo omar halach k'rava elahecha depli yaliv nafshayim lo yecha depli yaliv adaman de omar ayin sham. And this is similar to what we have in the Ravaz that I Xerox for you in the first answer. So this is basically the Kesef Mishnah. Why did the Rambam paskin like Abaye against Rava? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz both say in their first answer that, and the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say this, but it's obvious, Mistaber Tami to Abaye. Abaye makes sense. And, but who cares if Abaye makes sense to me and to you and to the Rambam? What if the rule that looks like Rav against Abaye? You have to say the rule doesn't apply here because the rule only applies when they're arguing on their own independent machlokas, not when they're arguing how to answer a kasha on someone else. Here they were defending the Mandamar Asu. If you remember who the Mandamar Asu was, it was Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So when they argue how to defend someone else, the Radvaz makes this very clear. He says, Pasuka Rav Zal Kabai Bahamishim Vistaber Taime, Shal Yubri Machlokes Bishrael, Chemishim Vir Achas Afgab Shishdeba Tavini, Epsilon Nothman Achlokes, Shar Tzibra Negroim Racharim Zemekel Zemachu Zepod Zemachai Zemetam Zemetarva, Um Post Malshdea Seifim, Vyirba Vinema Sinema Achlokes. Everyone knows Hachush Machish. Everyone knows you go to Yerushalayim nowadays, you go to any town nowadays, and you see there are different Bezdins with different Menhagim, and they all hate each other. So obviously, a bias to be right. Zed Dabanir Lachush Ayin, he himself says. And then he says, oh, but what about the rule of Ravan Abaye? So he says, no problem, because Yeah,
That's hey, the plea of Svarda Nafshayi, what was Svarda Achrini, less lehai klala. That's their argument for themselves, but over here, where they're not arguing for themselves, that's with, as the Kesem Mishnah says, they're arguing about how to answer up for someone else, then the rule doesn't apply. And rule doesn't apply to Teirutz Das Achira. Here, they're not, they didn't start Itmar Rava Amar Abaye Amar. They just had two answers to defend them on the Ra'asu. Therefore, the rule doesn't apply, so you go by Svara, Misvara, Abaye is better. Okay, that's one approach. There's many other creative approaches in the in the Mefarshim. The Lecha Mishnah wants to say, but it's a little difficult. The Lecha Mishnah says that Abaye and Rava Nechleku Aliba Demanda Amar Asu. Right? Abaye and Rava argued, they were arguing how to answer Manda Amar Asu. But the Rambam paskin like Mandamer lo asu. That's a big chiddush. Why would the Rambam paskin like Mandamer lo asu? I know because it's Rav, for Rav Yochanan should be Rav. But, and the Rambam pasak Mandamer lo asu. So he wasn't really paskin like Abaye. He was paskin like Mandamer lo asu. And in Mandamer lo asu, Beis Shammai didn't even do their opinion. Why didn't they do their opinion? Because there's losses go to do. So obviously Mandamer lo asu hold there's an issue of losses go to do in every city. The problem with this is that the Gemara ends up saying Manda Mar Asif. So it's against the Gemara. It sounds like a great idea, except that the Maskanas HaGemara is Asif. That's what Chemish asks himself. He says this is a weak answer, because the Maskana of the Gemara is really Asif. So how do you say the Rambam pass like Manda Amar Lo Asif? Then there's a very interesting answer in the Radvaz. But this is also very dark. The Radvaz says the Rambam really paskins, right, like Rava, that two bezins, one city are mutter. So why did he say two bezins, one city were usher? So he really paskins like Rava, but, and remember what the Radvaz's second answer is? Exactly. Rava was only matir beis bati din bir achas if, what do we know, what does the Gemara tell us about Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? What does the Gemara tell us about Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? How they argued? What? Well, okay, we didn't get to that price yet, but what does it say? They didn't refrain from doing taras with each other, right? And if you look a little later in your Dalam and Beis, which you've seen, I'll read you the lashon here. It says, "Lamed chashechiba v'reyos noagin zeba zela kaim ashenemar shalom emes v'shalom behalvul." Beis Hillel and Shammai knew how to love emes and shalom. They loved emes, but they also loved shalom. So Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were on the madrega where they could have two beds in one city without arguing. But the Rama was talking about regular people nowadays who are not on that madrega, and then Rava wouldn't have been so meiko. Rava was only matir if they are noheg chiba v'reyos like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and nowadays that's not common. So really, the Rama meant to be matter two bezdins, one town, if they know how to get along nicely, because they're proper bezdins that have good midos and know how to have shalom like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But the Rama answered it. He was really passing like Rava that it's mutter if the bezdins are on a madrega. But nowadays, we're all on a lower madrega, and our bezdins would fight with each other, so he answered it. Rava would be, once again, Rava would be molded to a bayi nowadays that our bezdins don't know how to get along.
But Rava actually has a lot of
But I don't think by chashuvim he meant they're very.
Mean like, we have
he doesn't mean by chashuvim he doesn't mean scholarly, because look at the lashon he says. He says el bati din chashuvim beisel beishamish lo yimshach meimachlokes meatamim shekasavti lamala. What's the tamim shekasavti lamala? So he wrote the tamim lamala. He wrote chasidim gemurim hayiv hayim odin lechavreim ki isa begemara. Right, only when if people are shem shemayim, chasidim gemurim, and would accommodate each other. Nowadays, since that's not Shkiyach, therefore the Rambam was Machmir, so he was really Mekel in Beis Hillel.
in a theoretical case. We're only machmer nowadays. But it's a beautiful idea that Rava was only makel two beds in one town if they know how to get along and they have sophisticated understanding of pluralism. Nowadays, when everyone's a baby, the Rambam would aser. But still, the problem is
the Rambam
should have said so. If he really meant to make this chiluk, he shouldn't have said, like, oh, just based on nowadays. I mean, the Rambam should have written what the din of the Gemara is, and should have written, depends on the best din. So it's a little difficult that you're inventing this whole chiluk in the Rambam, and the Rambam didn't really say it, is very, very dachuk. The even more dachuk than that is the Radach, quoted in the Kesef Mishnah. He says that the Rambam really meant to forbid Bez Din Echad, like Rambam. When the Rambam says you can't have two Bati Din, he really means you can't have one Bez Din acting like two Bati Din. That is very dachuk in the lashon of the Rambam, as Oli Yochanan point out. Bez Din Echad shemisnahagim kishnei batei dinim. But this is obviously very dachuk in the Rambam, and it doesn't really convince most of the Achronim. If you look in the later Achronim, they have many, many different answers. But basically, all the like clever answers of how the Rambam wasn't really passing the Abaye are very dachuk. Very dachuk. Say, really, he didn't mean to aser two bezdins. He meant to aser one bezdin that splits in half. That's not what he said. Or to say, really, he only meant to aser two bezdins nowadays that we don't know how to be mechabit each other. It's also, he should have said so. Or to say that, really, he was passing like mandar lo asu, like neither Abaye or Rava, but a totally different mandar lo asu. It's also dachuk, because the Gemara paskins like asu. The Gemara has many proofs that asu. So basically, you're back to the Kesef Mishnah of Vaz's first answer. He just passed like Abaye, because Abaye is right. It would be too much machlokes. It would be too bad for Judaism to have people in the same city splitting into two bestins. What about the rule of Abaye and Rava? They have to make an excuse. The rule of Abaye and Rava doesn't apply here because they're not arguing on their own. They're only arguing about how to explain Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Okay, the question is, can we have something a little stronger than that? And I think there is a better way to defend the Rambam, in a not based on any lumpness, just based on reading the Gemara. There might be a better way to defend the Rambam, which I only found in the later Achronim. I thought I only found in the Alshech. I noticed later that I didn't have to send you all the way to Xerox and Shut of an Alshech, even though it's a very nice Shut. But it's found in the Arch Lanair right on our daf. But let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, ready to go on to the Gemara? Toshma. Right, they're asking more kashas on the concept of losis go to do. Toshma, bim komosh, or really yezer, how you course and eat some lasos, become in bishabas, lasos, barzo. Right? Again, they're not going to bring a kasha from every machlokas tanoim. Every machlokas tanoim, we don't know what people did, we just know what they said. But over here in the Machmeri legend, they would actually cut down trees on Shabbos to make charcoal, to make a knife on Shabbos. Tosos asks, a bit of machlokas achronim, how much of you die in this Tosos? But the simple shot is that he asks, why didn't they have a knife on Shabbos? Like, or even if they had a knife on Shabbos, why didn't they have charcoal on Shabbos? Or why didn't they at least have wood on Shabbos? So Tosos has no choice but to say, they must have purposely arranged it this way so that they could show how much they loved the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is a little bold on Shabbos. But and b'mkomosh of Yosef Gliloy Ochlim Sarof B'chalav, right? They would eat chicken and milk. B'mkomosh of Eliezer in b'mkomosh of Kiva Lo. So what do we see here? That in Rabbi Eliezer's town they would do Machshirei Milah B'tchiyah Shabbos, but in Rabbi Kiva's town, he's the one in the 19th paragraph of Shabbos of Argus, they wouldn't. Right? In Yosef Glili's town, they would eat chicken and milk. Right, but it's also Rabbi Kiva's town, they wouldn't. So, isn't that Losis go? The Tanya, Klal Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kam Lachsha, Efshal, Sosa, Meir Shabbos, Eina Dochas Shabbos, any preparation you could have done on Friday are not Dochas Shabbos. Nowadays, we don't, only the cutting itself is Dochas Shabbos. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, preparing for the verse is not Dochas Shabbos. Vahai Mai Tiyo, the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Makomos, Makomos, Shiny. Didn't we already answer that in two Makomos, there's no Losis go to do? It just says b'mkomos shall, right? We already know there's no loskod in two b'mkomos. So no. The kasha, and most achronim assume the kasha was only from Eliezer and not from Yosef Levi. With the karlai, my karla, what was even the question in the first place? We thought that Shabbos was so chomer
that Moses Godu, even in two places, should be as Asur as one place. Because of a Chumar of Shabbos? That was the Kasha. The Kasha was, isn't Avi Shabbos is more Chumar and you should have to be Machmir and Moses Godu even in two places? And the answer was no. Even for Shabbos, which is Chumar, two places is still Mutter. Now, of course, what is strange...
I don't understand the answer. I mean, they didn't say that by Tsaras. We're talking about Erva.
Maybe it's not
a Chumar or Shabbos. Erva would seem to be more
Chumar. That's an interesting question. What's more Chumar, Arayis or Shabbos? This is a very, very difficult question. What's more Chumar, Arayis and Shabbos? Because the answer is, depends how you look at it, right? I mean, if you look in Klali Halacha, on the one hand, we're always more Machmer and Arayis, because those have repercussions with Doros. On the other hand, the Aveira of Shabbos is more Chumar. Because Shabbos is one of the Yisodei Hadas. It's Emunah and Bris HaOlam. So it's a little tricky. The repercussions of Erva are more Machmir, although the Aveira of Shabbos is more Chumar. So what did say the Havmina was? Apparently the Havmina was that we don't look at the repercussions. Even though, I mean, they're both pretty bad. I wouldn't want to do either. Right? But we don't look at the repercussions. We look at the centrality. The repercussions, our writers were always more worried, because what's the guy's great-grandson going to do? Right? That's why we're always trying to be Machmir and Yotzei all the Shitas in questions of Eishes Ish, because, you know, even if we're okay with our halakha practice, what if the guy's great-grandson's rabbi tells him otherwise? Okay, but it's not really so hard. It's like people don't view it as the Yisod of Judaism. It's just a technical problem that has far-reaching technical consequences. But I think in terms of the people's perspective, like, everyone knows that Saras Habas is not a Yisod of how do you do Yibam is not a Yisod of Judaism. Shabbos is what makes us Jews. So I think maybe that's the point. If you're looking at Machlokas or Shtei Toros, yeah, you know, Yibam and Chalitza, but like everyone's not talking about Yibam and Chalitza all the time. Shabbos is at everyone's forefront of everyone's consciousness. But he's Toros. No, you do Yibam this way, I do Yibam that way. You know, it's not. Shabbos, I think the Chumrah is something which is, you know, not in terms of we're smart, we know the repercussions, but in terms of even for a regular person watching, he knows Shabbos is the most Chumar thing in Judaism. So I think therefore we might have had a Havmina, even though you're right, it's a Chiddush. So now, what's the question and answer? The question, the Havmina was that Beis Mekomos plus Chumra de Shabbos equals Makom Echad. And therefore, we have Losis go to do. The Kamash one is that, it's still Beis Mekomos. Now, what's funny, especially in light of what we just discussed about this line in the Gemara? This line in the Gemara is an Abaye line in the Gemara. Right? Abaye says, two Makom Echad is Asur. For Rava, Makom Echad is also Mutter. Right? As long as you have two Bezdins, right? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer were two Bezdins, right? So this whole line is this sounds like Abaye. Abaye says one Makom is Losis Go to do, right? Why is it? Why are they talking Abaye language here? Why not talk Rava language? So there are three answers to this in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim. Is what I meant to say. There are three answers to this in the Mefarshim. Anyone know what would the Tosos Rosh and the Ritva and the Rashva say? Or the Tosos Rosh and the Ritva? So why are we saying like Abaye? Why? What the Gemara should have said is Havamina that because of Chumrah de Shabbos, it's like Bezdin Echad. Kamash one is still two Bezdins, right? For Rav, the important part is Bezdin Echad, not Makom Echad. So there are three ways to answer this. One is a little dachuk, the Tosos Rosh and the Ritva say, Lav Davka. It's Lav Davka. They started getting caught up in a Abaye language. They said, because what the Braisa was about Mekomos, right? Right? So Makom this and Makom that. So the Braisa was at Mekomos. So they started using Abaye lashon of how many Mekomos there are. But it's lav davka, that's just the lashon of Mekomos they were using. But what they really meant is that Beis Mekomos plus Chumra de Shabbos equals Makom Echad, and Bezdin Echad Lefi Rava. They really didn't mean to say Abai versus Rava. They were just in the Lashon of Mekamos. They really meant to say, the Havmina is that to the Chumra Shabbos, it should be like one Makam according to Abai, it should be like one Bezdin according to Rava. Havmina is it should be like one Makam and one Bezdin. Kamash one, no, Chumra Shabbos doesn't change things. But really, they just happened to use Abai's Lashon of Makam because the Brisa started with Makam. But that's not really relevant. That's one shot. The second shot is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says in a nice way. He says, who are they asking a kasha on? Who is this kasha on? So the simple shot is, the kasha is on Rish Lakish who says Losis Godidu. Right? How could you have an Isser of Losis Godidu? The kasha is on the concept of Losis Godidu. He says no. Rabbeinu Chananel says, he's quoting the Rashba very cleverly. He says, obviously, Chumra de Shabbos is not like Bez Din Echad. It's obvious. Even Chumra de Shabbos doesn't make it like one Bez Din. It's obvious that it's not like one Bez Din. There's still different Bez Dins. Right? This is especially true if you take the way we said of explaining Rav, that Rav's reason is just not to undermine your religious leadership. So obviously, even in Chumra de Shabbos, if it's two Bez Dins, you're not undermining leadership. Or if Rav's reason is because there's no way to resolve it anyway. Even Chumra de Shabbos, there's no way to resolve it anyway. But the Havamina is that it's Kimakom Echad, and therefore the question was against Abayi. This wasn't a general question, says Rabbeinu Chananel. That is a general question. How could they violate Losis Godidu? And the answer is they're different because we have a Havamina that's Losis Godidu Chumra de Shabbos. Kamash one, no, even in Shabbos, Mutter in two places. No, the question on Abayi. The question was, for Rava, this makes sense to their different Bezdins. And obviously, Chumra de Shabbos doesn't make it into one Bezdin. But it was a question Dafka on Abayi. Our Havamina is that Chumra de Shabbos bumps it up one level to Makom Echad. Doesn't bump it up to Bezdin Echad. So the Havamina is that Chumra de Shabbos is like. The Havamina is like Chumra de Shabbos. Let me even say better. The Havamina is that Chumra de Shabbos is like Shnei Bezdins in one Makom. And therefore, what do they mean to say? In the Havamina, it's like two Bezdins in one Makom. And therefore, Nicha l'Rava. Kasha le'abaye. That was why they only asked an Abaye. Because for Rav it was Nicha. For Rav it was Nicha. Rav, of course it's Mutter, because it's two different Bezdins. Only for Abaye it was Kasha, because in their Havmin it was like one Makom. Therefore they asked Kasha Abaye. If it's like one Makom, how could you allow Moses to go to do Abaye? And Abaye answered himself, it's like two Makomos. But the reason they chose Abaye is not because they like Abaye. It's because they're prejudiced against Abai. They want to ask Kasha on Abai. So one answer is that Lav Davka. The other is that Nichol the Rav Kasha Abai. But I saw in the Al Shech that I Zeraxed, and then I saw it in the Arach Lener here. So in the Shut Al Shech, and in the Arach Lener, they say something very clever. Why is the Gemara using Abai Lashon here? So the Al Shech that I Zeraxed said has a few other interesting ideas also. So it's not a waste of time Zeraxing it. Sorry. But he says, one second. The Ida Lameta Gashmaitzen. I'm starting eight lines from the end. It says, Hacha Hachi Al Khan. The Ida Lameta Gashmaitzen. The Basar Shadacha Rab Mills Abai. After Rab rejected Abai, Machas Koshia, he is the Kash rejected Abai. But also Rab the Lab and Komos telling us, Rab says, it has nothing to do with how many Mekomos. Elba Bezdin has to do with how many Bezdins. The Bez Bezdin Birecha, less one Ba. Two Bezdins are okay. My Hadar Machalay Gomar La Abai. The Hani Tarti Kurti Murla, Rab Lo Kasha. Why is more asking Kashas for Abai? The film of the record in Sarah Machi should come to Shabbos Mok Mechad, Dami Lokash, the Rabba, do not have covered to be air after Bez Bez and a little more and Bez Shabbos a little more and Bez Hill less than by Lavadai, the Labai, the Orchon Erech, so it's a little clearer what I'm saying. But the Labai part, obviously we're asking Kashan Abai. Why are we asking Kasha Dafka and Abaye? Bash the Kasha. The Bishlomi lo itosu Abaye lo have you tame the Akshi Gemara partly bay. If Abaye had never been disproven, then it would be a tame why there's in Kasha. I will cave the Makos Kosha Dafli Rava, but okay, you came to Akhrisa, my guitar Shunuli bay. If Abaye rejected, why are they more bothered to ask the question to defend him? But oh, the Havali no more ha Abaye Makomos Kamar. They should have said Abaye is the one who says Makomos. Since Mistam they use the Lashon of Abaye that Makomos Shiny, this shows that the Stama de Gemara holds that it depends on how many Makomos, not of any Bezdin. There it is. The Imkain, he says, Lokashali the Rambam. That's how he defends the Rambam. He says, how do you defend the Rambam? He says, from the fact that the very next line of the Gemara after Rav and Abaye, use the Lashon of Abaye, what did it say? Hab, I mean, it's like Makom Echad. Kamash wanted two Makomos. It's Abaye who differentiates between Makom Echad and Shnei Makomos, not Rava. So again, the Tosas Rosh would say Lav Davka. They were just using Abaye's language. They were Lav Davka. And the Rabbi Yochanan would say they were just piling on Kashas against Abaye because they wanted to disprove him so strongly. But the Al Sheikh ends up saying, and I'll read you the same thing, the Earth Baner just says it very, very concisely. The Arif Lener says, right here, Aleph Tar, and Yudal and Aleph, he says that, the Ine called Iker Kushul Shaykh Rafatir Tabayi, the whole Kasha is on Abayi's Lashem. The Lotir is Rabba Kamuva, Kosha Kazam Rash Vashim Rach. The Kasha is only on Abayi. The Rabbein Okanam says, he has a Kasha on Abayi because Abayi is in such trouble they want to keep asking Kasha on him. Says no, he's right. Psakar Rambam, the pasuk on Abaye, Mishak the Torah, Mishas Ali Bay. Since the Rav, the Gemara bothers to analyze the question, the sheet of Abaye, that's a proof that we pass like Rava, that we pass like Abaye. So what the Arif Lener and the Al Sheikh say is, the Gemara knows that Hilchisa Ka Abaye. Since the Gemara knows here that we pass like Abaye, therefore, the Gemara Davka asked the Kasha on Abaye. They say, Abaye, how can you allow them to do different things for Brismila and Shabbos in different towns? It's like one town. His answer is no, it's like two towns. Why do they only ask it using Abaye Lashon? Because they know we paskin like Abaye. And this is a great proof to add the Arif Lener and the Al Sheikh, which is the very next Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara assumes like Abaye. How do we know that this is a case where the rule of Yal Kigam doesn't apply and we should pass it like Abaye? Because the very next line in the Gemara passing like Abaye. So this is, I think, a better way to supplement the answer to the Kesef Mishnah advised. He had the Rambam pass like Abaye to the Mesaver Taima and said this did not fall under the rule of Hilchos HaKarov Avar Yal Kigam. But how did the Rambam really know that he should be someone who thinking Abaye's time was better? Because the next line of the Gemara, what do they say? They don't use Rambam's lashon of saying it depends how many bezdins there are. We think if it's one bezdin, usher two bezdins mutter. No, they say one mukum usher two makomos mutter. Then the hav means that Shabbos like one mukum, kamash like two makomos. The fact that the very next line of the Gemara is asking Aliva d'Abaye is trying to clarify Abaye specifically. That proves that we paskin like Abaye, and I think that might be the best mucker, this Arif Lener and Al Sheikh Sa'ara might be the best mucker for the Rambam. Since the Gemara bad bothers to analyze Abaye, again, Rabbi Yochanan will just say they're attacking Abaye more. Right? Kashal Abaye, we want to keep attacking Abaye because he's so wrong. They take it in a different direction. No, not we keep attacking him because he's so wrong. But rather, that we want to clarify how things work according to his shita, because they say we could have pick Rubber Sheet and analyze it from Rubber's perspective. Why do we analyze it from a Abaye's perspective? The Gemara could have said, didn't I tell you two Bezdins are different? And they said, have meaning because the Chomer Shabbos is like one Bezdin. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Why did they say, didn't I tell you two Makomos are different? Have meaning Chomer Shabbos is like one Makom. That proves that we hold like Abaye, and that might be the real Makor of the Rambam, according to the Earth and Aaron Al-Sheikh, who I think have a very, very good point. Okay, let's just continue the Gemara then a little before we get into some more Yusodas to Kinyanim. So that's a matter of how to answer the Rambam. I think the only good way is to say pass like Abaye, and the best way to explain why you pass like Abaye is to add Mistaber Taima and get out of the rule of Hilchos HaKarava. But I think you have to add the Ha'ar of the Arif Lener and the Al Sheikh It's not the way the Rach interpreted it. It's not the way the Tosas Rosh and Rikva interpreted it. That's fine. The Rambam's not them. That maybe the way the Rambam read why they said Mekomo Shaini and used the litmus test of Abaye of Mako instead of Rav's litmus test of Bezdin is because the Gemara here already knows that we have to pass like Abaye because he has a better svar. Then the Gemara asks, Tashma Dvar Yevoki Ikla La'asrid Yerisha Ben Levi have Metalto Shraga. Ikla La'asrid Yochanan Lov Metalto Shraga. What do we see? Rabbi Yevohu would carry the... What kind of mirror are we talking about here? So as we know, anyone who learns that Shabbos knows a lot of different machlokas about carrying different kinds of lamps on Shabbos. But Rashi says it's talking about a Tosla and Tosla seems to agree. He's talking about a lamp that was lit when Shabbat started and then it blew out. So the machlokas were Yehuda and Shimon, whether we say since in Beit HaShemashos it was mukta, so it stays mukta or not. So in one place you would carry the lamp, in one case you wouldn't. What does that show? The minig of one place was the like Rabbi Yehuda, the minig of another place like Rabbi Shimon. How can they have different minhagim? So that's the same thing. They thought in Shabbos you should never have different minhagim because of chumrah to Shabbos. And our answer is Pinei Koshev Lo Amrina Mekomos Shaini. Where it says, hold on a second. What are you asking the same kasha again that on Shabbos we should worry about even different places? We explained already that even on Shabbos in different places, there's no problem locals go to. So the Gemara says, no, that wasn't our kasha. Our kasha wasn't how could they have different places. The kasha was Rabbi Yabo Echi Ovid Hachi, Echi Ovid Hacha Hachi. How could Rabbi Yabo contradict himself and do different things in different places? The answer is Rabbi Yabo, Rabbi Shubin Levi, Sphere Levi, Chi Mikla, Lassu, Rabbi Yochanan, Love, and Talshan, quote Rabbi Yochanan, really held it was mutter, but when he went to Rabbi Yochanan's town, it was the Marda Asa, it was Machmir, and it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, he was Machmir. Here we learn that it's proper midos that if you hold something's mutter and you go to someone else's town where they pass against usser, you shouldn't insult them by doing it in public there.
Why do you need this?
He was
visiting.
He wasn't talking about. Why isn't this under Makom Shen Nahagu? The only thing I can maybe think is why doesn't this fall under Makom Shinagu? No, that's even if you just show up, you shouldn't deviate from local custom because of Machlokes. The only thing I can think of is that it could be maybe the town didn't have a minhag. Maybe even in this case the townspeople didn't all follow their Marda Asra. So there wasn't a clear minhag in town. Maybe the townspeople were Amaratzim and they didn't have any minhag. But nonetheless, I'm covered in Marda Asra, even if the townspeople don't listen to him anyway. You should follow him. Let's say sometimes you get to a shul where all the people there, they don't listen to the rabbi anyway. But the rabbi is a psak, so there's no minhag makom. All the people, they don't listen to the rabbi anyway. But when you go there, you should have respect for the rabbi's psak, even if the people there don't. Maybe that's the
chesh.
So that's interesting. In the end, does this kash have anything to do with losis go to do? It's just a question of why was Rabbi Yavo acting strange? And the answer is he wasn't acting strange. He was being mechabed Rabbi Yochanan. So the Karen Ora says whether or not this machlok, this has to do with Losis Godudu, might depend on the Hakir of Losis Godudu. If Losis Godudu is because of Machlokis, obviously the question isn't why did he argue with himself. You can't have Machlokis yourself. The question is just an unrelated question, a tangential question of why he acted strange. But the Karen Ora says, if the problem of Losis Godudu is based Toros, Nirik Shtei Toros, then it's a valid question. How could he make it look to the people who saw him like based Toros by doing different things in different towns? So maybe then you could say it's still a little bit of a low scoped question. But you're right. The simplest shot is that it's not a low scoped question. It's just a tangential question. How could Rabbi Yavo act weird? Then the question is, Bahi Kashama, what about the Shamas? So it's not so clear what this question is. What about his Shamas? What's the problem with his Shamas? What does Rashi say? What's the problem with his Shamas?
He'll get confused too.
And therefore what?
He'll start.
So Rashi says, problem is, but the Shamus knows Rabbi Yehuda's matir. And the Shamus will carry in Rabbi Yochanan's town also, and in the end he'll end up insulting Rabbi Yochanan, because the Shamus will carry the lamp. So the answer is, the modul of Shamus, he told the Shamus in Rabbi Yochanan's town, respect him. So according to Rashi, the kasha was, won't the Shamus disrespect Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is, he told the Shamus. There are other pshatim here also, the Tosfos Shanim on the side says, maybe the Shamus will think that you can have agudos agudos, because they'll think that you can have different halachas. So the answer is he told the Shamus this isn't agudas agudas, it's just covered of Rabbi Yochanan. Not that he told the Rashi, won't his Shamus insult Rabbi Yochanan? He told the Shamus not to move the lamp. According to Tosfos Shabbos, his Shabbos knows when to move the lamp, when not. Won't the Shabbos think you can make a goodus a goodus? No, he told the Shabbos that it's only for cover of Yochanan. The Rosh from the Ritva. Yeah?
Why don't they give the same answer over here the other time? By not carrying the lamp, you don't need the lamp.
So Tosas asked that question. That's Lo Mantal Shraga. And Tosas says, maybe he just didn't need a lamp. And the answer is, even if it fell on his shirt, he wouldn't take it off his shirt. So therefore, it was noticeable sometimes. The Ritva and the Rashi have a third shot. They say, the Shabbos is going to be Choshev Rabbi Yabahu, that he doesn't take Shabbos seriously. It's going to weaken the Shabbos' commitment to Halacha. He's going to say, even Rabbi Yabahu is Mechal Shabbos sometimes. The answer is, he told the Shabbos, Shad at Chol Shabbos, I'm not Mechal Shabbos. I hold its mutter. I'm just respecting Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, either way, he took care of the problem. Now the Gemara goes back to Tashma. From now on, it's clear the Tashma, what they're trying to prove one way or the other, is not Lo Zuzgogdu anymore, but rather what are they trying to prove? Whether? Asu or Lo Asu. So Tashma, Afi She'ilu Ozmei Lematir, Lo Nimlu, Beisham, Lisa Nasum, Beisilum, Lo Beisilum, Beishamai, Iyam, Rishonu, Lo Asu, Misham, Hagin, Lo Nimlu. Meaning, right, don't be a big liberal here, right? The reformers will only read the Mishnah and say, even though they have different opinions on halacha, they still married each other's wives and used each other's kelim for taros. Because we see from here that halacha is not important, it's just important to get along with people. But that's not what the Gemara really thinks, right? The Gemara says, Tainach, they want to get along, but still, how can you violate the halacha, right? Beishamai's wrong, how can you marry them? So they say, if Beishamai lo asu, then it all makes sense. It was a theoretical machlokas, but everyone did the same practice, so they trusted each other, gevaldik. After all, just because someone theoretically differs with me, why should I distrust him? Eli Yomer Asu, but if you assume Asu, Amai Lo Nimnu, Bishlom Bisham Bishil Lo Nimnu, Nechai Ve'Labaninu, I understand why Bishamai didn't refrain. What might happen? Beis Hillels would let the Tzaros remarry the Shuk without Halitza. And so according to Bishamai, they violated a lot. So I understand why Bishamai married Beis Hillel's kids, because even though Bishamai thinks the mother violated a lot, the kids are still kosher. Right? El Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Milo Nimdo. But Beis Shammai would have the source through Yibam. According to Beis Hillel, they're violating the Erev of Ishas Ach. According to Beis Hillel, their kids are Mamzerim, right? B'nei Chai Vekrisas Mamzerim Ninu. How could Beis Hillel marry the Mamzerim Beis Shammai? Chim Tame, because our Beis Hillel, they Mamzer Chai Vekrisas. And if you say Beis Hillel holds, like the Sheet of Rabbi Shua, that Chai Vekrisas, that Dona Mises Bezin, don't make their kids Mamzerim. But Ha'amra, Rilas, or Achbish, Nechlu, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Tzoros, Modim, Shein Mamzer, El Mishi, Suris, or Erev, Avonish, Karis. He says they all agree that Chai Vekrisas is an Erev. So how can Beis Shammai marry the Bnei Tzaros of Beis? How can Beis Hillel marry the Bnei Tzaros of Beis Shammai? And the last Shammai, the Lo'asu, doesn't this prove Lo'asu? No, Lo Li'o Lo'asu, Demo Delu Parshi, very simple. Really, Beis Shammai is Asu, but they would tell Beis Hillel which girls were not kosher according to their standards, and they would be Poresh, right? Like, I could be Asu and have a different halachic standard than you. When you come to my house, I'll tell you what meets your standard and what doesn't, and therefore you'll be Poresh from whatever you don't want, and you'll take whatever you do want. But how can I be Stavra? And that will also make sense. The katani seifa kolataros ve cholhatmeo shayu elu matarin ve elu matamin lo nimnu osim taros elu al gabe elu. Right, how's this talking about Mistabra? Here is going to be a little bit of a hard line in the Gemara. Actually, before we get to this line in the Gemara, let's just be ma'ayin in one more inyan, I think. Then we'll see if we have time to read this line in the Gemara. Asu lo asu. Basically, the structure of the sugya now is from here, the middle of Yudalad Amin Aleph, through the middle of Tetzayin Amin Aleph, is all proving asu lo asu. And in the end, we're going to prove asu. And then, the last daf of the perek is going to be a story of Rabbi Dos Ben Horkanus and getting some tangents. That's the structure of the rest of the perek. Now, the asu lo asu is a very fundamental question. Why is it such an interesting fundamental question? The question is, does everyone follow their own opinion? Do you have the right to follow your own opinion? Or do you have to follow the opinion of the majority? Right? That's the question. Do you have to follow your own, do you have the right to your own opinion, or you have to follow the opinion of the majority? Manor Lo Asu says you have to follow the opinion of the majority. Now, I just have one very, very simple question. I don't know if everyone got a chance to read the Ritva. Here, everyone take a copy of the Ritva. You don't need to do me a favor, pass out the Ritva. I want everyone to be able to follow. I have one simple question. What's the machlokas being a man number asu, a man number lo asu?
Sorry.
One sodistic question. What is the machlokas being a man number asu, a man number lo asu? Now you'll say to me, the Gemara already explained that machlokas. That's the top of the Dalam and Aleph. Either man number asu says, lo asu says they're the basko, man number asu says we don't care about the basko, or man number lo asu says there was a rove. Man number also says, since Vaishama was smarter, that counterbalances the road. But I need to ask this question. Let's look at Tosos for a second in Yudalim Beis. Just one line in Tosos. Yudalim Beis. Does everyone have a little Lamed in Tosos? Probably not. That's only in the Oz V'Hadar. Yudalim Beis. Go to Tosos. The 11th skinny line. Say it says, starts Kedemuchach L'chaman. What does he say after that? Daha, read it. Mishum Agudos. Why is there a man damar lo asu? Because of Agudos. The man damar lo asu is because of Agudos. That's the sheet of Tosos. Man damar lo asu, Mishum Agudos. Is that so pashut? That man damar lo asu is because of Agudos. What would you have thought is the reason for man damar lo asu? After all, they say Tainel for Mandamar Lo Asu, Vol Mandamar Asu, Hakarina Be Los Asu Agudos Agudos, right? So Mandamar Lo Asu is because of Agudos, right? Great, okay. So David Schwartz agrees with Tosos. I mean, okay, you can't go that wrong, right? What's the worst trouble you can get into? So Mandamar Lo Asu, Tosos says, is because of Agudos. Look at the Gemara on top of your Dalon and Aleph. Read the Gemara on top of your Dalon and Aleph. Based on the Gemara on top of your Dalon and Aleph, what would you think the reason for Man Damar Lo Asu is? What? Baskol, that's one possibility, or what's the other possibility? Mm-hmm. Or Rove, right? What does it say here? It says, what's the reason to Man Damar, right? The Asu. What's the reason for Man Damar Asu? Yes, what's the reason is? What does it say? Either the reason for Man Damar Lo Asu is Baskol, or the reason for Man Damar Lo Asu is Rove. What's the rule of Rove? What do we call that rule in the Torah? Where did the Torah say follow the Rove? Achram Lahatos. So the simple pshat of the Gemara is that it's because of Rove. Now, does a Baskol have anything to do with Agudos? No, Baskol is a Baskol. Why should you listen to a Baskol if you hold you listen to a Baskol? Sounds like a hard question.
No, Agudos. How did you do
that? Okay. Oh, great. So hold that thought. Let's look at the Ritva. Ritva that I xeroxed you on this page. Ritva that I xeroxed you. Second paragraph. B'tvudva, Rav Amar Asu, Elena Kodim Baskol, Maitama Nonin Lo Asu. Perish Saka Daik, the Shkulim and the Minion. We thought they were even, so we asked, what's the reason for Asu and Lo Asu? In Tomar! The lema laid mishum hachi lo asu kadei shal lasa gudos agudos. Why didn't the Gemara on the top of the Dalam and Aleph say lo asu is because of agudos agudos, like Tosos says? Why didn't they just answer my time is by number lo asu agudos agudos? Yesh lomar the hashda plug to Rav Shmuel lo nachtu le agudos. Over here, when we're arguing with Rav Shmuel top of the Dalam and Aleph, we're not getting down into nachtu is getting down to it. Say getting into the issue of agudos agudos. Elo the ikar din mamish. This Gemara at this point of Asu Lo Asu is not interested in Agudos Agudos. Agudos Agudos is a side point that we'll deal with later. Right, what does the Gemara do? Yeah, in the middle of Yadal and Alf, they come to a side point of Agudos. But they're not interested in Agudos yet. They're interested in the Ikra Din, in something more fundamental. The Inu Kimlahu, the Lesson Shema Agudos, they all knew, Kimlahu, they all knew there's no problem with Agudos Agudos. Like they say in the Maskana by Rava. Basically, all along they knew Avai and Rav, there's no problem with Agudos Agudos. They were never interested in Agudos Agudos. They're interested in a very fundamental philosophical question of why is there a man d'amar asu? Why is there a man d'amar lo asu? V'hainu d'l'basa d'vrishna time d'plugta. That's why after we explain the reason they're machlokes, hadrina l'mein l'man d'amar asu k'rin me'ilo skodu. How does the Rif read the Gemara? First, we have an ikar machlokes asu lo asu. That's based on the ikar way halacha works. Nothing to do with Agudos. Then later, the Gemara says, now that we explained the Iker Dover, I have a side point, you know, how does this shtim with Los Asu Agudos Agudos? But originally, they knew we'd work out Agudos Agudos. That's not the issue. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, everyone knew. There was no issue of
agudos agudos. No. What do you mean everyone knew? Isn't that the next question in the Gemara? No, everyone knew there's a little side point. We have to fit it into agudos agudos and that it'll work out. Everyone knew. We'll have a side question. How does it fit to agudos agudos? And it'll work out. That wasn't the issue. The issue here is much more fundamental. Fundamentally. Right? So why is there manda lo asu? The manda amar lo asu is fundamental. Because of either the baskol or acharei rabim lahatos. Now, what will Tosu say back? Doesn't the Gemara say the reason for manda lo asu is because of a baskol or because of acharei rabim lahatos? Let's even forget the baskol for now, right? Let's stick with acharei rabim lahatos. Right? Doesn't Tosus know the Gemara says manda lo asu is because Beis Hillel was the rov? Why does Tosus say it's because of agudos agudos? So how would you defend Tosus? Matan, you're a philosopher of halacha. Are you not? What? At least a budding philosopher of halacha. No, what's machlokas? Is the machlokas between Tosus and Ritva here a little detail of how to read the Gemara, or a fundamental philosophical machlokas about how the world works? If the answer is the former, I just set myself up all wrong.
You can have acharei rabim lahatos if you have majorities. What if you don't have majorities? What if you just
You do, right? That's my number low asu. So what? Aaron answered this question already.
Agudos they have to know what the din is.
Exactly, meaning the Gemara all along. Go to this Gemara. Man da amar. Let's just forget the Basco line for the. Just say Beis Hillel Ruba. The man number low asu. The ha Beis Hillel Ruba. What does that mean? Man da low asu. The ha Beis Hillel Ruba. What does that mean? What does this line in the Gemara mean? Man da amar lo asu deha Beis Hillel Ruba. So the Ritva says, forget about agudos. The miyot has to bow to the rov, at least lechora, right? The miyot has to listen to the rov. Basically, the miyot must accept authority of the rov, at least lechora. Okay, maybe they don't have to take the kulas of the rov, but basically, what the Ritva is saying is, Manda lo asu, because how can the miyot have their own? How can the miyot be osu their own opinion? How can the miyot do yibam when the rov says not to? You're not allowed to follow your own opinion. You have to accept the opinion of the rov. What would Tosfos say back? What would Tosfos say if that was true? Why would you need agudos agudos? So what's Tosfos' shita? No, Tosfos would say that the miyot. The miyot doesn't have to listen to the rov. Why should the miyot have to listen to the rov? Why should the miyot have to listen to the rov? After all, if I'm right, does it make a difference if 100 people say otherwise? If you're right, you're right. No? Emes is emes. Right? Emes is emes. Emes doesn't change because of the rov. Right? The miyot doesn't have to listen to the rov. What does acharei rabim lahatos mean? So what about acharei rabim lahatos? Doesn't the psak of the majority best in binding? But that's if you don't know the emes. Who should I follow? Should I follow the Rashba or should I follow the Rambam and the Ramban and then the Smach? I don't know who's right, so I follow the Rove, right? Yeah, acharei rabim lahatos is for third parties. Exactly. Miyot doesn't have to listen to the Rove if they know the MS. What are you talking about? Why should the Miyot have to listen to the Rov? And the Chazon Ish definitely, at first, here when he takes also seriously, says the Miyot can even do things that the Rov thinks are Chayiv Kares for. Yeah, of course. Why should the Miyot have to listen to the Rov? After all, MS is MS. Acharei rabim lahatos means if you don't know who's right. Let's say
I have an interesting question. I have like a speculation. I don't really know who's right. So if I have a speculation, I don't really know the truth. Of course I should listen to the Rove. Obviously, if you don't know the answer, you listen to the Rove. That's Pashut. What else? Who else should you listen to? Right? But if you know the truth, what do you mean? There's freedom of intellectual freedom here. If you know the truth, that's intellectual freedom. There's even practical freedom. If you know the truth, you know your truth. A Rove of people are going to say you're a Chayiv Karis and your kids are Mamzerim. Doesn't matter. If you're right, you're right. Who cares what the Rove thinks? So, Mia doesn't have to listen to the Rove if they know the Emes. Tosfos would say, Achre Rabin Lahatos is if you're a Mesupak. After all, when do we use the rule of Rove in the Torah? We only use the rule of Rove if we're a Mesupak. We never use the rule of Rove if we know. Right? Is anyone going to tell you if you know the answer, you can use the rule of Rove? No, that's ridiculous. Of course you don't use the rule of Rove if you know the answer. You only use the rule of Rove if you don't know the answer. So rather, what's told to say, the Mia doesn't really have to listen to the Rove if they know the Emes. Why should I have to listen to the Rove? But why should the, why, when does the Mia have to listen to the Rove? Only, but but you can't violate Losis go to do. On the one hand, there's no reason that Mia has to listen to the Rove. Emes is Emes. Vada is Vada. If I'm not Masopic, why should I listen to other people? Why should the Mia listen to the Rove? Right? Who cares? If you know the answer, you know the answer. But you can't violate Losis go to do. And what did the Gemara mean on the top of your Dalet Amud Aleph? The Gemara meant that someone has to compromise to avoid Losis going to do, and the miyot should compromise, not the Rove. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara in Tapia Dalam and Aleph. It wasn't saying the Rove of miyot always has to listen to the Rove. No, what the Gemara meant was that there's a problem of Losis Go to do. There's a problem of Losis Go to do. If there's a problem of Losis Go to do, then you can't do different things. Someone has to give in. And if you want to know who should give in, the Miyot should give in. Not because the Miyot always has to listen to the Rove. No, but because of Losis Skol to do, someone has to compromise, and it should be the Miyot. Of course, before we knew Abaye and Rava. Once we know Rava, if there are two Bezins, you don't have to worry. But before we knew Abaye and Rava, because of Losis Skol to do, someone should have to give in. Now we have, yeah.
What's this concept, though, of knowing the Emes? Who knows the Emes? Hillel and Shammai know the Emes. Their followers know the Emes. If not, if it's a matter you think, I really think Beis Shammai knows what he's doing, then I can accept Beis Shammai.
Okay.
I know what Beis Shammai is.
That is a very good point. In the Siman of Chazon Ish, I put in brackets here. It's a very fundamental, philosophically important Siman. What Siman did I put it? Yordei Kuf Nun. I put Hey, where he analyzes this question, and now I'm reading Tosfos the way he did getting, which is the way other Achronim do. But in Aleph there, he answers your question. He says, who knows the Emes? Clearly, the people themselves who have the sheet to know the Emes. Clearly, the guy learned by Beis Shammai for a few years and is convinced by the Mahalach. Obviously, he knows the Emes. What about a Sam guy? So there, the Rebbe Chazon Ish deals with the question, how does Aseh L'Charav fit into this? Meaning, can I do Aseh L'Charav, and does Aseh L'Charav give me the right to follow whoever my Rav is, even if they're against the majority? And the Chazon Ish is noted there to think that that's the Chiddush of Aseh L'Charav. The Chiddush of Aseh L'Charav is that even if I'm not a Bar Hochi, you know anything. But if my Rebbe has an opinion, then that counts as if I know the opinion. Because he's my Rebbe, and that's the principle of Aseh L'Charav. So you could disagree. But that's an interesting question. For sure, people who have a Shita are who Tosfos and the Ritva are arguing about. What about people who don't have a Shita, but who have a Rebbe with the Shita? So the Chazon Ish says, no, the Chiddush of Aseh L'Charav, obviously it doesn't mean it's the Kanadur Rabbanim they wrote Avos. He meant that's a Din D'Oraisa, which happens to be recorded as an Eitz HaTovin Avos. The Chiddush of Aseh L'Charav is that if your Rebbe has a Shita, it's as if you have the Shita. That's what Chazanish says. Matter of fact, that's what he says in the old days. Many people used to follow Beis Shammai, many used to follow Beis Hillel. He says it doesn't mean you could pick who you want to follow. It means you could pick who's your Rebbe. If you pick a Rebbe from Beis Shammai, you could follow Beis Shammai. If you pick a Rebbe from Beis Hillel, you could follow Beis Hillel. Just like nowadays. What we tell a guy nowadays? I want to know what I should do in Judaism. All these different kinds of Orthodox Jews do things differently. What would we tell him? Tell him, look, you should pick a Rebbe, you should connect to someone, you should pick where you want to belong and follow them. Right? So apparently that's valid. Now, let's get back to this for a second. But I want to get back to this for a second. Rabbi Chanan has a very, very sharp analysis here. He gets into some side points also, which are very fascinating. What's the real machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva? We need a little more room for Tosfos and the Ritva. Okay, let's continue Tosfos and the Ritva. Everyone agrees there's a mandamar lo asu. Mandamar lo asu says the miyot has to give in to the rove. The question is, why does the miyot have to give in to the rove, right? Mandamar lo asu. The Ritva says, miyot has to give in because of achri rabin lahatos, meaning, fundamentally, the miyot does not have the right to follow their opinion, right? They fundamentally don't have the right to their opinion. They don't have the right to follow their opinion. While Tosso says, the miyot has to give in because of Losis going to do, which means they really do have the right to their opinion, but they can't harm the Jewish community. Now this might be, Rav Chanan sort of hints at, they might be arguing about like how strong your right to your opinion is. What would be the machlokes? On the one hand, the Tosfos say, really, of course I know my opinion's right. It's just that I lose his godu, I can't make machlokes and it will harm the community. The Ritva might say, suggests Rav Chanan, that he doesn't bring in the Ritva, he just thinks it's a pasha like the Ritva. The Ritva might say that, no, I don't really have the right to my opinion so much. Why not? So it points out the Mochamos writes, not Domino the Mochamos, he writes, don't be disappointed, dear reader. You're going to expect me to disprove the Balamor. Right? You're going to expect me to disprove him like in a logic textbook, like in a math book or a physics book, to find a disproof of him. He said, in Torah, you can't prove or disprove. It's not math. It's not science. You could just bring arguments back and forth and see what's discovered to you. Which is true, right? Meaning, halacha is more of an art than a science. You can't have proof who's right halachically. You can just have arguments and you see who's more convincing halachically. So Rav Chanan says that maybe, look, since no one can really prove they're right anyway, in halacha, halacha is not physics. It's not like you know you're right because you did an experiment and you proved. Or in math, right? If we have machlokes in math, I can know that I'm right no matter who you are. Because I have proof. But in halacha, you can't really have a proof. You can just have a theory. And therefore, he says, look, you can't be omen on your theory. Now, what's the important nafkamin of Tosfos and the Ritva? The important, do we pass like mandam lo asu? The maskana of the Gemara is like mandam or asu. So what about the maskana? The maskana is like mandam or asu. What's the logic of mandam or asu? According to Tosfos and according to the Ritva. According to Tosfos, the logic of mandam or lo asu is because they were worried about losis go to do. Okay, why in the Maskana do we say Asu? No. Who answered that question for us?
Rava.
What? Who explained why in the end you could say Asu? Abai and Rava, right? Right, but the reason is because Shnei Batei Din, right? Because there's no Losis Go to do. For Shnei Bati didn't even be Rachas, right?
Therefore, what's the halacha l'maisa? According to Tosos, the whole issue is losis godidu, right? The whole issue is losis godidu. So the man number lo also held there is losis godidu. Man number also held there's no losis godidu. We paskin like Rava. So halacha l'maisa, what's the halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa is that if it's shnei batei din, then the miyot should follow their opinion. If it's bezdin echad, then the miyot should follow the rov. For Tosos, the whole issue of one losses go do. So halacha l'maisa, it all depends on losses go do. Meaning, really, you never have to abandon your opinion. Really, you never have to listen to someone else. You can always listen to your own halachic conscience. But there's a problem with losses go do. So my number law also holds that losses go do for yisrael meshamay. My number also holds that no losses go do. We paskin like Rava. Therefore, halacha l'maisa b'zman is that what Tosos say? If you're all in one bez in one city, you have to follow the majority. But if you're in two bezins, you don't have to follow the majority. Or two cities, you don't follow the majority. That's why nowadays, all the rabbis live in different cities and each one has their own bezdin. That's why, you ever see anyone follow the majority nowadays? Right? You have a lot of machlokas between the rabbis nowadays and poskim nowadays. And people don't, Rosh Hashivas don't follow the rov ha-poskim. Everyone follows their own opinion. Why? Because they're your own bezdin. But let's go to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, losis godu was just a side point, and we knew that was easy to solve. That's not the real machlokas. What's the real machlokas? Mandavar lo asu says the miyot has to give in because acharei rabim lahatos. And what does Mandavar asu say back? Do they say back, no, the miyot doesn't have to listen to the rov? What do they say back? They say, Beishamai were? Beishamai mechad de tvei. They say, miyot doesn't have to listen to the rov if they're mechad de tvei. In which case, what's the halacha l'maisa for the Ritva? Halacha l'maisa for the Ritva should come out that if there's a rov and a miyot of equals, then the miyot can't go against the rov. The miyot has to listen to the rov. The rov. If there's a rov and a miyot, and the miyot is mechad de tvei, then miyot follows their own opinion. You come out with two totally different mahalchim according to the Tosos, according to the Ritva. This is a very fundamental machlokas. According to the Tosos, the only reason we ever thought lo asu, the only reason to ever make someone follow the majority is losis godu. Okay, but if you have two bezins or two cities, then no losis godu, you never have to listen to the majority. But according to the Ritva, no, we were never discussing losis godu. That was a side point. That was an easy side point. Right? They all knew you could take care of losis godu. That was, they were interested in ikaradin. Me'ikaradin, the miyot has to follow a rov. And the only reason they shamay is also is because they were mechad de tvei. But if you're not mechad de tvei, then you have to follow the rov. That sounds like it should be a very, very big nafkamina for what about every other machlokas, every machlokas between rov and yachid over the generations. Every machlokas between rov and miyot over the generations. It seems like it should be a machlokas. Right, according to this, right, generally, according to Tosos, generally, the miyot can paskin their own opinion because they have their own bezin. They're in different cities, right? In Yerushalayim, everyone has their own yeshiva. Yeshiva's like a bezin. Every yeshiva can have their own psak, and everyone follows their own Rosh Yeshiva, right? But according to the Ritva, here, that's a regular case nowadays. According to Tosos, every Rosh Yeshiva can have his own psak. Because there's no losis godu, there's different yeshivas. Shnei batei din be'er echad. But according to the Ritva, it would seem that Unless you're mechad de tfei, what are the odds that everyone's mechad de tfei?
But that's the definition. I mean, not to be disrespectful, but every Rosh Hashiva will tell you he's mechad de tfei.
Really? It depends. Depends which Rosh Hashiva.
Okay.
The Rav probably would have. Rav Putner probably would have.
No, I don't know.
You know, the Rav Aaron wouldn't. I'll tell you that much. No, that depends on personality. But even so, like, mechad de tfei for all the other people, that might depend how many people are on the other side. Right? But, basically, right, you can't. Have your own sock, unless you're mechad de tfei. And it's not so pasha to say that everyone's mechad de tfei. So this is a tremendous nafkamina for Tosos, who says the whole reason a mian has Tosos says achri rabin lahatos is for the third party who's masopik. But if you know your opinion, the only reason you would ever have to give any losses go to do, and we pass them as long as you have your own yeshiva, then no losses go to. For the Ritvi, he says, forget losses go to do. The miyot can never violate the rov. He admits the miyot could be more machra than the rov. But the miyot can never have sakla kula against the rov. Right? The miyot can never have sakla kula against the rov. You have to figure out where there's a, you know, miyot and there's a rov, right? But if there's one rabbi who, you know, wants the paskin, that, I don't know, you, what's a good, find a good case? If there's one rabbi, I don't really want to get into politics, one rabbi who holds, without mentioning names, because that would get us into politics, that you can eat the cheese they make nowadays, because in our countries they don't make it with Reddit, right? So you can eat the Kraft cheese nowadays. He has no, according to Tosfos, he has no yeshiva, he can eat the Kraft cheese, there's no losses going to do. According to the Ritva, he has no right to eat that Kraft cheese. But he's smarter than all the other rabbis who say you can't eat the Kraft cheese? Come on, what are the odds? Okay. It's not so posh that you can follow your that you can follow your own psak. As a matter, then the question is, that's what the Kovetz Aharon is built at the end. A lot of that, this is tremendous, not only philosophical machlokas, but an interesting practical machlokas. Should we have, according to Tosos, you don't need conformity if you have different basins. You only need conformity within the institution. Multiplicity of institutions, no need for conformity. According to the Ritva, no. Acharam Lahatos requires conformity, whether you like it or not. Acharam Lahatos requires conformity, whether you like it or not, according to Tosfos. So, according to the Ritva, I mean. So according to the Ritva, the Kovetz Aharon asks himself, so why did Rabbi Yossi HaGalili eat chicken with milk? Why did Rabbi Eliezer cut down trees on Shabbos? After all, what happened to the rove? Right? So what does this really mean? So here he has two approaches. He has two different opinions. In the Kovetz Aharon here. You can think of other opinions too, but we'll stick with the Kovetz Aharon. The Kovetz Aharon says, is that really true? So, he takes it in one direction. What he says in the footnotes on the bottom of the Kovetz Aharon, he says, yes, and there was no rove against Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. In the footnote he has at the bottom, he says, yeah, taka, that's the psak halacha, like the Ritva. A miyot can never be makel and do their own opinion. Why did Rabbi Yossi HaGlili eat chicken and milk? There was no rove against it. It was 50-50 in his days. Maybe later on, most people in Paskin against it. His days it was 50-50. Why did Rabbi Eliezer tap the trees on Shabbos? In his days it was 50-50. But no one was ever makel like their own opinion if there was a rove against them. That's a very bold claim. No one in Jewish history ever did their own thing if they were in the minority. Anytime you see the Gemara people doing their own thing, it's because 50-50. Beishama is 50-50, because Machad de Tfei counterbalances the rove. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili was 50-50, because there was only one town on each side. Rabbi Eliezer was 50-50, there was only one town on each side. It wasn't Chacham on the other side. And anytime it was Chacham in versus, you should know they didn't do it. No one ever did anything if it was Rabban versus Yochid. Only if it was Yochid versus Yochid, or as Machad de Tfei, like it was, 60 versus 40, and the 40 were smart. That's very radical. But then he has one other possibility. The other possibility he says, and this is a big chiddush, right? Meaning, are you really going to apply this according to the Ritva? And for some reason, I'm not sure why,
I hope I'm not missing a boat here, but I'm not sure why. The Chazon Ish points out that Tosfos is different than the Ritva, even though he doesn't love Tosfos so much. The Rebbe Chanan ignores the fact Tosfos is different than the Ritva, pretty much. He says, no, maybe you could say we misunderstood the Ritva. Maybe you could say that... let me just make myself room up here someplace. Maybe you could say there's another possibility. The Ritva didn't mean to apply to any machlokes midin achrei rabin lahatos. That's not what he meant. But only to machlokes bebezdin hagadol. Midin, what pasuk tells you to listen to Rav Bez Nagadol? Do you need Achrei Rabin Lahatos, or is there another pasuk for Bez Nagadol that beefs it up? What pasuk tells you about Bez Nagadol you should listen to them? Lotasser. Midin, Lotasser. What does Rav Chanan want to say? He wants to suggest that maybe, yes, the Ritva says the minority doesn't have a right to their opinion. But that he didn't mean that every machlokas, the minority, doesn't have the right to their opinion. No, he only meant in a machlokas of Bez Din Hagadol, the minority can't follow their opinion. Because what do we know about Bez Din Hagadol? It says Lo Sasser, and what do you call a guy who follows his own opinion against Rov of Bez Din Hagadol? A Zakin Mamre, that's Midin Zakin Mamre! Even better than Lo Sasser. He didn't Lo Sasser. Viz Zakin Mamre. Now, of course, you'll ask a famous Kasha, how can you say the Ritva only meant Bez Din Hagadol? What was the Ritva talking about? Was the Ritva talking about Bez Din Hagadol? And Lishkas Hagadis? Was he talking about Sanhedrin of 71 members? What was he talking about? As a matter of fact, if he was talking about a Sanhedrin of 71 members, we wouldn't care who was Mechada Deitfei. And then the Sanhedrin, they didn't go by Mechada Deitfei. Who was he talking about? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. So what's the answer? Since Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, this is an interesting question. Who is in Beis Hillel, who is in Beis Shammai? What is it like, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and everyone else? So Rav Chanan says, no. Maybe everyone chose sides. Every single Talmud Chacham was either in Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. There were only two houses. Right? There were only two houses and you sorted yourself. Right? Everyone had to be in either Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. Right? And therefore, if everyone's in Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, that's Kol Chachmei Yisrael. And Kol Chachmei Yisrael has the din of Bez Din HaGadol. How do we know that Kol Chachmei Yisrael has the din of Bez Din HaGadol? Because the Rambam says in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, anyone know what book we all Orthodox Jews follow? What book do all Orthodox Jews follow?
Gemara.
Okay, the Talmud Bavli, right? Shulchan Aruch is not true, right? Meaning, we usually follow someone on the page of the Shulchan Aruch because there are like 12 different Mefarshim, but we don't follow any one of them, right? But we all follow Talmud Bavli, right? Let's say someone said, you know, I don't like the Mechavish Pesach, I'm going to sign on my own. Okay, he would be the Gra, right? Let's say someone said, I don't like the Talmud Bavli's Pesach, I'm going to sign on my own. So you'd be an Apikoros. Right? So, why do we all follow the Bavli? So the Rambam explains that the Rambam explains that if I can Kol HaDvarim Shel Gemara Bavli Chayavim Kol Yisrael Lech Bahem. He, in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, you understand how part of his agenda, he said, just because a Gaon said something here and there doesn't mean anything. You don't have to follow everything a Gaon said somewhere. But Talmud Bavli, all Jews have to listen to. B'chol medina medina, lino b'chol min hong shenog chachmim o'li gizig rosa v'lech and tanak v'seim. Ho'o b'chol osam dvar shev gemar eskimo aleim kol Yisrael. V'osam chom she eskino she gozor and higo z'dano dibbol of nishmish b'kachme in kol chachme Yisrael rubam b'en t'shamo kabbalah b'ikari yeter Torah kula dor v'dor ad Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha shalom. That's what he says. He says, you have to listen to the Gemara because that's kol Yisrael. So Rav Chanan put two and two together and says, no, maybe only Bez Din HaGadol, maybe only if it's Bez Din HaGadol or Kol Chachmei Yisrael, then you have to listen. Because that's just Rov versus Miut. That's Rov of the whole Masorah. That's just a Rov of my friends. That's Rov of everyone. Maybe the Ritva only meant the Rov of everyone you have to listen to. Rov of Bez Din HaGadol or Rov of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. But nowadays, what happens nowadays is a machlok between Yashar and Shlomo Zalman or something, or between, you know, or Moshe or Hankin. You can add together like the opinions of different people, but Rove of the Jews are not getting involved in this machlokas. What do you mean, Rove? I looked at the Truma literature and I have 5 shuts this way and 6 shuts that way. That's not all. That's not Rove Chachma. We don't know what all Chachma Yisrael held because they never expressed an opinion about this. Like, I don't know, there are many Gedolim who never wrote a shut about this question. So maybe you could say the Ritva's right. Yeah. The Yachid never, the Miyat never has the right to their own opinion. If there gets Rove Chachma Yisrael or Rove Sanhedrin, that's Zokin Mamre. You can't go against the whole Masorah. But if you're just against more people aren't always right. Most of the Masorah is a different story. But more people aren't always right. So that's Rove Chachma's suffix. He has 2 ways to go within the Ritva. And, okay, I can add more, but I won't now. This is a very fundamental, very, very, fundamentally 2 different ways of reading Daf Yudal and Aleph. I mean, it's, again, theoretically, when you get to Tosin Yudal and Beis and you see, time and the little also Mishim Lo says go to do, your eyes should pop out of your head. You have to go find your eyes, put them back so you can go back and read the Gemara. And then you say, it didn't say Lo says go to do. It said, because of Rove. And then you have to figure, go open the Ritva and figure out Pshat and then look in the Achronim, or you could have figured out what Rove Chana said by yourself also. But just to summarize, Tosa says Asul also is about Losis Goad to do, and if there's no Losis Goad to do what you want. Right? And that's why nowadays, rabbis each have their own coolism and do what they want. Because there's no law, because they have their own bezdin. The Ritva says no, this has nothing to do with Losis Goad to do. It's more Iker Hadin. It's much more fundamental and philosophical. The Miyad have to give in to the Rabbin. Why? The Miyad have to give in to the Rabbin. And even on the Rilo Asu is only because of Machad Deitvei. But if it's 1 versus 100, there's no way you're Machad Deitvei. The Miyad always has to give in to the Rabbin. What does that mean for nowadays? So one day, Rav Chanan says, that means throughout history the Miyad gives in to the Rabbin. And no Miyad ever followed their own opinion in the Pula. Or you could say no. The Ritva only meant in Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, you're based in a Gadol, because based on the Rabbin's Hakdom and Mishnah Torah, that Kol Chachmei Yisrael. He doesn't say the words count as Bezdin HaGadol. He just says we all have to follow them. That Kol Chachmei Yisrael, I'm adding, not me. Rachon is count as Bezdin HaGadol. You could say no. If it's Bezdin HaGadol, that represents the whole Masorah. If it's Kol Chachmei Yisrael, that's the whole Masorah. That's when the Ritva meant the Miyot didn't have the right to their opinion. But nowadays, when all Chachmei Yisrael don't get involved in most Machlokos, some rabbis get involved in it, and some rabbis don't get involved in, because it's not like it's Hillel Beis Shammai. Most Machlokos, most rabbis, you don't know what their opinion is about it. They don't give an opinion about every Machlokos. That's true, all the Machlokos nowadays, they don't give an opinion. Most rabbis don't give an opinion. Therefore, you would have the right, even if you only knew 6 people, and it was 1 versus 5, the one had the right to his own opinion, because he only gets a regular Rove, not a Rove of the whole Masorah. Okay, theoretically, all right, there's more you could say based on the Ramban's comments in the Shorish Aleph, but we will leave that for now. We'll come back next time to basically what we have left at this point, I think, is maybe a little lumdus on Modulum Parshi and Ah Shalom Vareyus, and a lot of details of reading the Shakla Mataria. What I'd like to do is try to chop a little Bikias before we leave for Ben Azmanim on Thursday morning. So I'm going to be a little ambitious, and I'm going to say, let's just try to learn a little Bikias between now and Thursday morning, and read until the wide lines in Tezayim and Aleph with Rashi some of these toasts are very difficult. All right, let's try to hop a little Bikias and try to finish up the Makor sheet and then do Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos until Daf, the middle of Daf Hesayim and Aleph, and maybe that's where we'll break for Ben Azmanim, and then when we come back to Ben Azmanim, we'll just have 2 interesting sugyas in the last Daf of the parrot, and then we'll start the next parrot.
Interesting, saying that everyone goes by the Bob, because there's a reinterprets the Bavli.